Well, it's like they used to say in the Boy and Girl Scouts, be prepared. So just get ready for what's coming. And like I said, if I'm wrong, well, you'll just eat food for a while. That's all.
Also bereitet euch vor, ja, auf das, was jetzt kommen könnte. Es ist besser, vorbereitet zu sein. Und im Notfall hat man dann halt viel Essen im Schrank. Muss viel essen.
Let's have some fun and time travel 6 months down the road. Let's see what's going to happen.
Ted schlägt jetzt vor, dass sie beide in die Zeit vorausreisen, in die Zukunft reisen, 6 Monate, um zu sehen, wie die Zeitlinien bis dahin aussehen.
So we're looking at October, November time frame.
It's going to be colder.
It's going to be colder. That's right. That's
Also
That's
es
and
geht um Oktober und November, es wird auf jeden Fall kälter sein.
well, it depends where you are in Brazil. It's going to be like springtime, summertime.
Ja, yeah.
Summer.
Also auf der nördlichen Halbkugel.
And in Germany, in the US, it's going to be colder. It's going to be fall, getting sliding into winter. I see the vibrations a lot higher, and I see us shifting into the 4D. Before that, actually, I see it happening August, September timeframe.
There's also going to be in that time frame, people are going to find as the vibration rises, we're talking about food, that we can find that we don't really need to eat or we don't need to eat as much.
Oh, that's a good
And
point. Yeah.
when we find that we're not we how can I say this? When we're not going to eat as much, actually our vibration will be higher. We have been programmed to consume like 3 meals a day, that we have to have these dietary requirements.
Right.
And all of that is a product of the agenda to support the agricultural industry.
That's true.
Well, now they want to cut back on, they're sabotaging the agricultural industry and controlling it. The thing is that that's going to raise fear. Well, fear is a control. So if we get beyond that fear and go like, we don't need this much food, and get in that higher vibration mindset, I think I see a lot of that happening as people are going to be,
Wouldn't that be amazing?
but yeah, it's just
It'll be backfiring against Bill Gates and the rest of the dark cabal.
That we don't need, and in fact,
Right.
we can get by on a lot less food. If you think about our ancestors that were hunter-gatherers, they didn't go out and buy a Sara Lee pie and pig out on it. They just had berries and what
That's
they could
right. They
get.
did. That's true. They ate healthy and a lot of minerals.
So we've been programmed to be consumers.
Right. That's true. We
And I
have.
think what's going to happen is that, as we evolve in consciousness, we will see that we don't need to eat as much or even eat as all. Still need the water, though. That's.
Yeah. Still need the water. Yeah.
Also Ted meinte, was er sieht, ist, dass die Schwingungen ansteigen werden, und bei August, September sieht er uns in die vierte Dimension aufsteigen. Carolyn meinte, was das Essen angeht, dass wir, wenn die Schwingungen ansteigen, eben auch weniger Essen brauchen. Wir sind als Konsumenten programmiert. Aber eigentlich, wenn wir weniger essen, werden wir automatisch auch höhere Schwingungen haben. Und die Kabbal hat, um die Landwirtschaft zu unterstützen, uns im Grunde dazu programmiert, dass wir möglichst dreimal am Tag feste Mahlzeiten und große Mengen essen. Und indem sie das Ganze jetzt oder indem jetzt Knappheiten programmiert werden, soll halt wieder die Angst geschürt werden, und je mehr Angst wir haben, desto mehr sind wir wieder kontrollierbar. Aber es kann eben gut sein, dass ihnen das auf die Füße fällt, weil wenn wir uns aus der Angst hinaus begeben und einfach wissen, dass gerade auch wenn jetzt die Schwingungen noch mehr ansteigen, wir weniger Essen brauchen, dann wird uns das eher unterstützen. Also wir brauchen Wasser, aber selbst unsere Vorfahren, also wir reden jetzt von Vorvorvorvorfahren, die haben im Grunde sich von Bären, also nicht den Bären, sondern Wildfrüchten ernährt und brauchten viel weniger Essen als das, was uns heutzutage erzählt wird.
Now, it's going to be a very interesting time. Also, people are going to, in another 6 months, learn how to say no. That what has been there will be about another third of the people waking up. There's a third of the people that are aware of what's happening. There's another third that's been so dumbed down, they probably will be going again 25,920 years. And then that other third, there's going to be a certain amount number of those that are looking at what's been imposed, the different agendas, and just learning to say no. And in some respects, it may be kind of a an over, how can you say, I'm not sure what the equivalent in German, but like an overkill that people are going to be saying no to certain things and standing up and saying, I'm
Right.
not going to do that. I'm not going to play this game anymore.
Carolyn sieht auch, also sie meint, es wird eine interessante Zeit. Sie sieht in den nächsten 6 Monaten, dass immer mehr aufstehen und wirklich lernen, Nein zu sagen. Nein, ich spiele nicht mehr mit, ich mache das nicht mit. Also zu dem Drittel ungefähr, was jetzt wach ist, wird noch ein Drittel dazukommen. Und das restliche Drittel ist unter Umständen so, runter, also dumbed down, dumm gemacht worden durch diese ganzen Maßnahmen, dass sie wahrscheinlich dann nochmal den nächsten Zyklus von 29.900 Jahren durchleben werden.
My Pleiadian friends and my angels have told me that this month, May, this first week or two of May, this whole month, but especially the first 2 weeks, 10 days, 2 weeks, is going to be very good high energy for the planet. And I can already feel it coming in. And they said by October, there's going to be another wave, but it's going to be much more profound. And we will have, what was the words they used? They said, what was it? They said that, it's going to be some very profound shifts in a good way, October. They were cryptic. They wouldn't tell me details, but they said, just wait, you'll see. So, but you're laying the foundation for that now by standing up for yourselves, making the planet a better place, and not giving your power away to governments and big corporations. You'll create the foundation for that shift in October. And I think they're referring to the fourth dimension, frankly. And also medbits coming out. I do see medbits coming out toward the end of the year. And Biden gone, and a lot of good things. Justin Trudeau gone in Canada as well.
Jetzt plejadische Freunde sagten ihm, dass in den nächsten Wochen die Energien sehr gut, sehr positiv, sehr hoch sein werden. Und im Oktober kommt dann nochmal so eine Welle. Sie wollten aber nicht so spezifisch sein. Er denkt, dass es eben eventuell mit der vierten Dimension zu tun hat. Und er sieht auch, bis Ende des Jahres die Medbeds herauskommen und dass bis dahin auch Biden nicht mehr da ist.
The med beds were supposed to come out at the end of January 2021, my friends, and then the cabal threw a temper tantrum because they wanted to have Biden inaugurated as the fake president mid-January last year. And they said if Biden, the White Hats had been planning to arrest Biden last January 2021, but then they threw a temper tantrum and they said, well, if you do that, then we'll blow up DC, Washington, DC with a dirty nuclear bomb, spread radiation everywhere and kill a bunch of people. So the White Hats backed off. They let the negatives have their fake president, and the medbeds were delayed. So they're still ready to go. What I was told as well, that the negatives wanted to create, the cabal wanted to create their own version of medbeds, which would strip people's soul from their body, which they would use to feed off of. God knows what they would do with it. But it wouldn't help people. So, it's coming. It'll be here by the end of the year. It's part of the disclosure. It will come. I know that. And Biden will not last much longer.
Die Medbetten sollten eigentlich im Januar 2021 bereits auf den Markt kommen und dann wurde es aber von den Negativen verhindert, weil sie wollten, dass Mitte Januar Biden als falscher Präsident inauguriert wird und haben angedroht, dass sie Washington DC mit einer Atombombe in die Luft jagen, sollten sie nicht ihren Willen bekommen. Und dann wurde es gestoppt, dass eben die Medbeds erscheinen. Das wird dann jetzt Ende des Jahres sein. Und die Kabal wollte auch eine eigene Version dieser Betten auf den Markt bringen, die die Menschen von ihrer Seele trennt.
And I'm not saying we're not going to have challenges, because I know we are, but we're going to get through it. And we have some fantastic, beautiful things ahead for humanity. All of my great spirit guides see on the other side. Is that, and I'm sure they tell Carolyn the same thing. So.
Also Ted will damit nicht sagen, dass wir nicht Herausforderungen vor uns haben und alles ganz einfach wird. Aber wir haben generell einfach eine gute Zukunft vor uns, eine schöne Zeit, die auf uns zukommen wird.
Yeah, so just have to be patient.
Yes, there's a lot. I think it really is important for all of us to embrace that we are powerful spiritual beings of light and love. And to walk the talk, to live every word that we say, every one of our actions needs to be in light and in alignment with that particular message. Is mm-hmm. that we are power and follow that. And this is the ones that do are going to have a bright and wonderful future. The ones that don't, well. Like you said, another 25,920 years circling around the planet here.
Right, exactly. That's right. That's absolutely right. Yeah. And it is coming. Yeah, it is coming. So,
Carolyn betont nochmal, wir sind machtvolle spirituelle Wesen, voller Licht und Liebe, und dass es aber wahnsinnig wichtig ist, das auch zu leben und in Einklang mit seinen Worten und Taten zu leben und diese auch in Einklang zu bringen. Und die Wesen, diejenigen von uns, die das schaffen, haben eine gute Zukunft vor sich. Ja, und die anderen dürfen dann halt nochmal 29.920 Jahre weiter kreisen.
I want to tell you, we've got about 10, 11 minutes left. And Nicole, you do so much good translation. Please share your thoughts about what's going on. You have some very intelligent comments to make, I know, if you like.
I'm prepared. Oh.
Okay, sorry. I just thought I'd ask. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're talking about, go ahead.
I would stress that our way out, and that's what we're supposed to learn, is to rely on ourselves and not wait for anyone in the outside. And the more of us that do it and do not play along, the better.
Agreed.
I agree. Yep. We're the ones that we've been waiting for. Yeah, and just to stand up. I know that sounds simple, but we really can't, that we signed up for this. And we're here because Earth is a school where we're supposed to learn these lessons in order to advance spiritually.
We've been trained in fear, and holds us back very often to just up. And
I'll be honest with you, I don't fear you, and I don't fear Carolyn. You know, you don't look. I'm just kidding, of course. But we've been trained in fear. That's true. It's a fear-based government, fear-based society, you know, and it doesn't need to be that way. In the future, that's where it's going to flip-flop. I think it's become a love-based, a harmony-based a society, kind of like what Dr. Moto wanted to create with his message from water. You know, the same thing. They wanted to create something idyllic and paradise in the future, and that we're headed there. I think we're making the right choices for that.
But we talk about, you know, we're programmed in fear. Even if you look at in the Bible, in the Old Testament, everything is thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. But the thing is that we've seen this in modern psychology, hypnosis, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, that the unconscious mind doesn't recognize a negative. So if you say, like, don't think of a blue tree, well, guess what? You're going to think of a blue tree. So when you're telling people thou shalt not kill, it's like, hey, you know, go out and knock someone off. On the other hand, in the New Testament, that the teachings of Yeshua ben Joseph are all positive. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So the problem is that paradigm of the Old Testament has been around for thousands of years and is still lingering on. And the message of Yeshua ben Joseph has been co-opted and taken over by, well, of course, the Romans used it again for control. But that's the thing, is that when you tell somebody not to do something, then it's like the unconscious or the subconscious mind doesn't hear the not. It's like they hear the, you know, kill, adultery, you know, covet, all this other, these other things. So
let me tell you something interesting that I learned from Alex Collier many years ago. He said that it wasn't until the reptilians and the Greys have only been here since 1931. And what they did, they contacted Hitler and Hitler's scientists in 1931 and came into our timeline at that point. And at that point, this may sound like sci-fi, but I'm just reiterating what he said. Nicole and Carolyn, the negatives, these negative ETs, went back all the way to just after Atlantis destroyed itself in 9000 BC. That's when they altered our history from then all the way up until now. And they also altered the Bible too, to take out the positive words. And they did a lot of stuff. So we think, for example, that this history is, quote, our normal. It's not the normal. And if you were actually alive in 1930, before these reptilians came in and changed the timelines, it would be a very different history, more positive.
No, and also it is science. Well, I know science fiction, but a lot of science fiction is more truth than the And there's an episode of Star Trek Enterprise in the first one of the fourth season where that scenario is presented, that the reptilians from the future and from go back to Nazi Germany and change the whole timeline. So it's something that a lot of science fiction is based upon, our lost and hidden history.
But they can't, according to the Galactics, Are we talking too much, Nicole? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to stop. I'm gonna stop.
Can you keep the thought for a moment?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Because this was important. Also es ging erstmal um die Angst und dass wir eben sehr stark durch Angst programmiert werden. Carolyn sagt dazu, in der Bibel, also speziell im Alten Testament, ist viel negativ formuliert. Also du sollst nicht zum Beispiel töten. Und es ist aber durch moderne Wissenschaften immer wieder auch erwiesen worden, dass das Gehirn das nicht versteht. Also wenn man sagt, denke nicht an einen rosa Elefanten, kann man das nicht vermeiden. Und das heißt, im Alten Testament steht dann eben, du sollst nicht töten, heißt töte. Als ein Beispiel, was dann aber im Neuen Testament wurde das Ganze dann von Joshua ben Joseph positiv ausgedrückt. Und Ted sagte dann dazu, dass er eine Geschichte gehört hat, dass eben die Reptilians und Greys durch einen Vertrag mit Hitler 1931 eigentlich erst auf diesem Planeten aufgetaucht sind. Und von da aus aber zurückgereist sind bis kurz nach dem Untergang von Atlantis, also 9000 vor Christus. Und die gesamte Geschichte im Grunde erst 1931 quasi rückwirkend verändert haben. Also wer 1930, wer jetzt, also sich an 1930 erinnern könnte, würde eine vollkommen andere Geschichte kennen oder erleben können, die viel positiver war. Und in vielen Science-Fiction-Filmen oder Büchern wird uns ja oft häppchenweise die Wahrheit erzählt. Zum Beispiel im Star Trek Enterprise gibt es eine Folge, wo die Reptiloiden aus der Zukunft nach Nazi-Deutschland kommen, also in der Zeit von Nazi-Deutschland auf die Erde kommen und eben komplett die Vergangenheit verändern.
Yeah. There is one law that they have to respect, and that's that they cannot make any major changes. They can make minor changes, but not major. But I don't know how that's enforced. I know there's actually time police, time cops. That go through the different dimensions. I've actually seen a sci-fi movie about that. Have you seen that? Carol, there is a sci-fi movie out there about time police. I don't know how they enforce it, but they do that. That is one of the galactic rules. Of course, there's a galactic rule that says that planets which are developing like Earth, you can't interfere with our free will, and they mess with us. The negatives mess with us all the time. So, I mean, that's...
In order to do that, Ted, they have to tell us.
They have to tell us, and they do tell us ahead of time. So, I mean, if people are awake, and they have to spot it. It's usually cryptic, kind of symbolic, usually. Yeah, it's symbolic. Yeah, go ahead, Nicole, sorry.
Yeah. Also, es gibt ein galaktisches Gesetz, dass sie eben hier keine... großen Veränderungen machen dürfen, sondern kleinere. Und es gibt wohl sowas wie eine Zeitpolizei, die durch die verschiedenen Dimensionen reist und das auch überprüft. Und es gibt eben noch eine galaktische Regel, dass in Entwicklungen, wie sie gerade hier auf der Erde stattfinden, nicht eingegriffen werden darf. Allerdings gibt es eben auch die Regel, dass sie uns also informieren müssen über das, was sie vorhaben.
Yeah. So anyway, it's an exciting time to be alive. I've waited 52,000 years for this moment, for the planet to ascend. You have too, Carolyn, and Nicole, you've waited a long time too. So we should have a big party. Sometime after October when the planet shifts into 4D, and then 5D will need another 2 years off. Or sooner. It depends on our choices. We could do it tomorrow too. But it's happening. It is happening. Yeah, it is happening. So,
wir leben in aufregenden Zeiten und haben also unter anderem halt Ted und Carolyn 52.000 Jahre auf diesen Moment gewartet. Und ja, es ist Zeit dann spätestens im Oktober, dass wir feiern, weil es passieren wird, dass wir aufsteigen. Und es liegt aber an uns, es könnte auch schneller gehen.
Yeah, I want to thank you so much, both of you, for coming on today. Carolyn, you have some last words? We're getting close to the 2-hour mark.
Just please, everyone, just remember to honor your inner wisdom, mm-hmm. and remember that you are the savior that you've been waiting for, mm-hmm. and love and light and laughter. And everybody, please remember that you are a being, a powerful sovereign being of light and love.
Right, right. Thank you.
And to live in that vibration.
Mm-hmm. Ted fragte Carolyn, ob sie noch abschließende Worte hat. Und sie sagte, dass wir daran denken, dass wir unsere innere Weisheit ehren, dass wir daran denken, dass wir souveräne Wesen sind, die also kraftvolle spirituelle Wesen, und dass wir auf keine Rettung von außen warten, sondern wir sind selbst die Retter, auf die wir gewartet haben. Und dass wir in Licht, Liebe und mit viel Lachen, dreimal L, Licht, Liebe und Lachen leben. Und dass wir diese hohe Energie, diese hohe Schwingung in jedem Moment leben.
I want to thank you both so much for coming on today, and that Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit listener-supported show. If you'd like to support the show, just go to outofthisworld1150.com and donate whatever you like. I really appreciate all your love and support, and I hope you all have a fantastic and fabulous weekend. And by the way, Carolyn's website is www.carolynwhitephd.com if you'd like to get a hold of her. But she does wonderful aura readings and is a medium, psychic in her own right. And I just want to thank everyone so much for listening today.
Thank you, Nicole. Wonderful translation.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.
Also ich übersetze noch kurz den Rest. Wie immer, also diese Sendung lebt davon, dass sie von den Zuhörern unterstützt wird. Wer gerne spenden möchte, auf der Website outofthisworld1150.com. Ted freut sich über jede Unterstützung und bedankt sich bei allen für die viele Liebe, die er bekommt. Und und Carolyn macht Aura-Lesungen, und ihre Website ist Carolyn White, PhD, also PhD.com, wer sich da gerne umschauen möchte oder ihre Unterstützung suchen möchte.
All right. Nicole, don't hang up yet, but anyway, thanks so much for coming on today, Carolyn and Nicole, for your fantastic translation. And I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy day. Thank you so much, everyone, for all your beautiful support. Bye-bye.
Wiedersehen.
Thank you. Auf Wiedersehen.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.